Hey, hey, welcome, welcome. Hi, everyone. This is Bobby Elias. Our show is called Let's Create a Better World. Our second theme, which we're really hitting hard this month and for the next few weeks, is let's healthy aging. Actually, they're both kind of similar. Let's Create a Better World is we talk about world problems and solutions. And there's so many problems in the world. And then aging is about health. I mean, if we're healthy, then we should have, we'll have our own better world. Okay. Announcement. Saturday, September the 19th, 4 weeks from now, I'm going to have a super guest on. Her name is Dr. Joyce Johnson, talking about longevity, telomeres, and how we can improve our telomeres to live longer. Also, she's going to talk about a test that she developed and researched with some of the best scientists and researchers in the world, a test that will tell you about how much longer you have to live and what diseases you might get. Now, it's not foolproof, and it doesn't mean that you can change things around by getting better. But anyway, Dr. Joyce Johnson, put that date down. Saturday, September the 19th, she will be on. This will be one of the best shows I've ever had. Okay. Now, our show may be changed time slot-wise. In fact, that Saturday, September 19th, might develop into a different day and time. We'll let you know. I think that'll be one of our last shows before we have to give up Saturday show and then turn it into another time slot. So we'll let you know, and I'm going to give you my phone number where you can call me and find out what's happening on that regard. My number, and I'll give it to you at the end. You'll get your pen out. Area 323-770-1925. I'll give that number to you in a second, but we're hitting aging very, very hard. There's so much to aging, the way we eat, supplements we take, avoiding all the toxic problems and medicines, and also about exercise, also about our mind, how we think powerfully, and above all. And our second guest today is going to be talking about cell phone radiation and what you can do about it. And he's in New York City, and he's got a special way to help people in New York City learn about this. So be sure to stay with that. All right, let's get to our show. Two guests today. Our first guest is a gentleman named Joseph Ross. He is a master astrologer, an activist supreme, and a media consultant. One of my best associates who goes to a lot of health shows, and he's in the know of a lot of things. In fact, I didn't tell him. I know he's listening now. We're going to probably speak to another area that he likes to talk about, which is what they spray in the sky all the time. Stem cell, what's it called? Joseph, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Welcome to the show, Joseph. What's it called, what they're doing to us in the sky?
Oh, chemtrails, uh-huh.
Chemtrails, yeah. I just lost that word for a minute. Anyway, welcome to the show, Joseph. How you been?
Real good, Bobby. Thank you so much for having me on.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can, uh-huh.
Good, because I'm calling from an unusual place. All right. Well, our listeners, I told them ahead of time to some of them that we're going to be talking about a number of things that number one, we're going to start with astrology and what's going on in the world. But before we even do that, let's talk about you, your background, and how you got into this, and then we can go into the astrology thing. Go right ahead.
Yeah, uh-huh. Thank you, Bobby. Well, I've been a full-time professional psychic astrologer for 40 years, seen on TV with Uri Geller, James Von Prague, Sylvia Brown, Bonnie Hunt, Chelsea Handler, interviewed by Jay Leno. Started out as a kid, I was always curious about psychic phenomena, and I had psychic experiences constantly, and I was kind of alienated because I didn't have a mentor. I eventually met a great astrologer who enabled me to learn how to do astrology charts, which, as you know, depict all the planets around the Earth when a person's born, not just their sun sign. So it gives a much more three-dimensional perspective on personality. Also, I've studied and mastered pretty much palmistry, face reading, eye reading, psychic iridology, many different sciences that help me to understand people. So I've done 50 to 100,000 readings in this lifetime, and I still learn more about this every day.
That's great. Well, yes, you're very good at it. You read my chart, and it was amazing. It was extremely good. you're very well spoken and very always right on the ball as far as your what's happening with people astrologically. And I know I didn't tell our listeners too, you have been an astrologer of the stars. You've dealt with a lot of people and at special events in Beverly Hills and Hollywood and so forth. But let's get into the first thing.
And also New York. I love New York.
Yeah.
Recently I channeled Andy Warhol, speaking of New York, at the CB1 Gallery in downtown Los Angeles. And a lot of New Yorkers there, and because he was a New Yorker, of course. And so it was quite an exciting event.
Yes, I'm glad you said that, because we do have a lot of listeners in the New York and the tri-state area, because they've been following Gary Null for so many years, many of them. And we do have, because I do the show on aging also, we do have people of all ages, but we have a goodly number of people over 50, over 40, and over above numbers. I won't say all the numbers because I don't like to talk about old or aging. Anyway, let's get to the first thing is give our listeners that don't know much about astrology a little basic information of what it is. And then,
So a lot of people have misconceptions about, pardon me for interrupting there, Bobby, I kind of cut you off, but a lot of people have misconceptions about astrology because they just see the sun sign column in the newspaper and they think, oh, astrology, I'm one sign. Like, for example, I know you have sun in Scorpio, I have sun in Virgo, but we're not just one sign. We're actually kind of a composite in terms of our personalities, of all the planets around the Earth and the different signs when we were born. For example, right now, the Sun is in Leo, Jupiter's in Leo, Venus is in Leo, Mars is in Leo, a lot of planets in Leo, but we also have Saturn in Scorpio, which is very intense, particularly for Scorpio people, in terms of dealing with emotional issues right now. Planet Saturn straightened out, and it's moving forward since August 1st. And you will see people going through just incredible emotional turmoil at times right now and dealing with their karmic issues in life. So Saturn's going through the last degree of Scorpio, and Saturn is the planet of karma, seriousness, practicality, money. And this combined with the planet Pluto in Capricorn, which Saturn rules, indicates that since Pluto entered Capricorn in 2008, everybody is going through major issues regarding money. That is particularly when, of course, the mortgage meltdown happened and Obama got elected. And so it's a very tense time in human history. And this is revealed by the outer planets in astrology, more than just the sun sign. So as you can see, there's a lot of technical aspects to astrology most people are not familiar with, and it's a very deep science. I've been studying it once again every day pretty much for 40 years, and I learn more every day. It's very deep, very complicated. It's like Hippocrates says, any doctor who doesn't know astrology has no business practicing medicine. It's like J.P. Morgan said, millionaires don't use astrology, billionaires do. And so, again, it's a very deep science, which I recommend everybody study who's interested in learning more about life.
That's great. Those are nice quotes. And I know that you're really intense. You read every day. You study. You're really into that and a number of other things, which we'll talk about. But let's talk about the current state. I know a lot of people, and we have a lot of people in New York also, want to know what's going on over there, what's in the future, what's in the now, as far as the... And the rest of the country, too, what's going on as far as everything, disasters? You mentioned a few things already. You mentioned money. But just overall, what the situation now in the next few months that people can learn from according to the stars?
Well, it's a very intense time. The planet Pluto is at 13 degrees Capricorn in opposition to the United States' sun at 13 degrees Cancer. America was born July 4th, 1776, and so it's a Cancer, and the sign Cancer rules the Midwest in particular, and family, and all the, family values that Americans traditionally have, which have been threatened enormously by Pluto and Capricorn. In fact, the last time Pluto was in Capricorn was right before the American Revolution, and during the early part of the American Revolution. So you see how complicated and intense things were then. Pluto represents mass movements, and Capricorn rules money. Pluto's not well placed in Capricorn. It makes everybody kind of paralyzed and gray. It's kind of like Yellow Submarine, where the blue meanies come to town, and everything that was once colorful and beautiful becomes gray and sterile and serious and heavy and cold. So, you know, the whole phase since 9/11, when Saturn opposed Pluto, which is another cycle, the last time it did that before then was during the swinging 60s, during the anti-Vietnam protests and during the LSD heyday. Right now, Pluto is in Capricorn after having opposed Saturn and Gemini during the 9/11. And so we are dealing with this conservative backlash right now, where we're focused on the quote, police state, surveillance. Control is a very Capricorn word. The sign Capricorn, you can see people like J. Edgar Hoover, Al Capone, Richard Nixon, Joseph Stalin, Howard Hughes. And so Capricorn, on the highest level, can be the freer from control. On the lower level, it's the enforcer of control. So this Pluto in Capricorn right now is opposite the United States Sun. So you see the tremendous fear of the New World Order, of globalization and anti-globalization. You'll see that the Pluto tends to destroy what it ends up resurrecting. Like during the AIDS epidemic, Pluto had just entered Scorpio, and Scorpio rules sexuality. During Pluto and Sagittarius in the 90s and the early 2000s, that's when the 9/11 hit. And so, airplane stocks fell because Sagittarius rules transportation. And there was a chill on world communication or transportation. Now, during Pluto and Capricorn, America is really going through a depression. People don't want to admit it, but that's what's happening. Tremendous fear abounds. But you see the whole structure of our society is changing radically right now. Everything's shifting to the Internet. Whole new businesses and industries are being developed. The music industry has crashed. The media is going through tremendous transformations, and the people are taking back control of the planet. Globalization is a two-edged sword. On one level, the economic Pluto rules wealth, so the plutocrats, as they're called, you know, the wealthy bankers are, you know, really exercising tremendous control over the planet on all levels, including health, and as well as the surveillance state, and also the bioeconomics and the carbon stuff and the chemtrails and the Fukushima radiation. There's so many things going on. People are really crazy right now with fear, just like it was before the American Revolution, or they're just leading quiet lives of desperation. So it's a very depressing time. I most people are not even really talking to each other right now. They're so scared. They're so serious.
Yes.
And so, I remember in the 70s when Pluto was in Libra, it was the disco period where everybody was like Libra. Everybody's like, hey, how are you doing? Oh, let's make love. Let's dance, you know. Let's smoke some pot, you know, and have a good time. Now it's more like, let's hunker down in our cave and survive. You know what I mean? So it's a very intense time, and the key for all of us is you have to kind of fight fire with fire. Think big, develop big projects, ride the changing paradigm, the changing dynamic in media and business. Go global. Talk to your neighbors about improving the world and making money doing it. You almost have to fight fire with fire now. You got to use Pluto in Capricorn and not be used by it. I hope that makes some sense.
It does. It makes good sense. That's what we wanted to hear. Now, also, just briefly, because we've got so much time, and I have two or three other questions, but one more question about, I know people are asking and worried about disasters and what might happen as far as hurricanes back east or what's going on in New York and in the five states. What about the earthquake in California and other things, the tornadoes in the Midwest, et cetera. What do you see... astrologically, what can you tell us over the next few months or the next year?
Well, a lot of these events have been engineered, one doesn't like to go into conspiracy, quote, theories or even, quote, conspiracy reality too much. But, you know, we're talking about HAARP, the HAARP facility, H-A-A-R-P, and Tesla technology mm-hmm. being used to influence weather, chemtrails used for weather modification. So these events are, they presage a complete transformation in our society, a lot of which will be commencing in 2023 when the planet Pluto enters Aquarius, and we're going to go through a period of incredible world global enlightenment. Right now is a very difficult time, but I wouldn't worry too much about physical upheavals. The real challenges we're facing right now are on the spiritual and cultural level, and they deal mm-hmm. with, once again, people taking control of their society and people facilitating growth and redemption. Because Capricorn, where this Pluto is in Capricorn, has three levels, as I describe it, the kid, the goat, and the redeemer. And you have, once again, Capricorns like J. Edgar Hoover, Al Capone, Richard Nixon, Howard Hughes. And you have Capricorns mm-hmm. like Albert Schweitzer, Anwar Sadat, Clara Barton, who founded the Red Cross. People who do not enforce scapegoatdom, or in other words, villain-making in order to create problem reaction-solution scenarios in which they can control and demonize Muslims or Arabs for personal material advantage, but rather a scenario where people are helping each other and showing mercy to each other and compassion. And it should be mm-hmm. acknowledged that the vast majority of Muslims and Jews in the Mideast really love each other. They want to help each other. They care for each other. Mm-hmm. This has been shown again and again in polls in Israel, that everybody wants to help each other. They want to love each other. They don't want to demonize each other, fight each other, and kill each other. But we are dealing with this Pluto in Capricorn, which can be very fascist, actually. And so we the reverse reaction is one of seeking humanitarian brotherhood and sisterhood and better communication and liberation from the tyranny that we face. And that's what's happening. That's, people are rebelling against the tyranny. And it's happening on the human level, the social level. It's not happening among our, quote, leaders. They are generally bribed and co-opted. It is happening among the people. And the people scare the heck out of those in charge, because you see what's going on with the Internet in particular, which they're trying to close down, is that world communication, we're entering the Aquarian age, and the 2000s, even numerologically, it's a two, which is either cooperation or division, either union or division. Mm. So we're either being divided or we're uniting, and we need to unite. We need to create a positive future for our children, for humanity. Yes. We need to overcome mm-hmm. the temporary economic exploitation goals of those who are financially in charge of the planet. And this is all inevitable. It's no one person will do this. It's actually a groundswell of humanity, which is the Aquarian way.
So what you're saying, Joseph, is that you see the possibility, like I see, that it's a groundswell of people that are uniting somehow because of the Internet, in my opinion. And there's going to be more and more I don't should call it upheaval. I'll call it more like people gathering together to stop something. Like I see the genetically engineered food, the thing. I see us winning the battle all over the world.
In fact, yes, the it's US currently is the last happening place. Right yeah. now, Bobby. Europe has, European countries have, created sanctions against GMOs, and GMOs have been shown again and again to be destructive towards human life. There's a campaign very strong in the United States to label GMOs. It almost passed in California, but it is passed, I believe, in some other states. I'm not sure, but I believe so. It's all based on information, which is Aquarian mm-hmm. age. You know, and we're in the Aquarian age. We're on the cusp still of the old Piscean age, but you can see by mm-hmm. space travel, equal rights, media. And I'm involved very much in media, and there's a major shift right now, major from the studio hierarchy to independence. 97% of all media on the planet is now done by independents, mostly over YouTube and through mm-hmm. Hulu, Netflix, which are emerging platforms for the mm-hmm. people's media. And this is a flood and it's not going to stop. And that's why I'm working with some associates to develop an independent film and TV support platform and developing projects that will continue to enlighten humanity as well as entertain. Often people want to be entertained, but if there's some truth in there too, unlike much of the studio stuff, there's truth and humanitarian compassion instead of, you know, mindless sex and violence, then you have something that brings everybody together on a higher level. And that's what humans want. We've just been kind of swindled into the other direction.
Right. I have three things I want to talk about, so if we could be brief on each of them, because our time is flying by. One is the money situation. A lot of people are asking, and a lot of shows are saying that this country and many parts of the world are going to fall apart financially into a major depression. What do you see astrologically to that issue, to that question?
Well, my motto is it's better to create your fate than await your fate, because the future is not chiseled into stone. And it's like, you know, like George Orwell said when he wrote 1984, he was actually writing about the present of his day, you know. Right. So right now we're in a financial catastrophe. Right. How many people do you know who are broke, you know, who are brilliant, creative, success-oriented, and are going through this transition from the old economy to the new economy and are stuck in the middle? You know, we see people in media constantly. You know, I talk to directors, producers from the studio system that want to own equity in their own projects that are like living on the street. And these are people that made tens or hundreds of millions of dollars for their owners in the studio system. So right now we're dealing with a financial collapse. You know, and, you know, so I'm not worried about the future. It's like Jesus says, the evil of the day is sufficient thereof. And by the way, there are many Christian astrologers, and despite the artificial schism that is created between Christians and New Agers, you know, the values of all religions that espouse love and compassion are very strong with psychics. We are 99% a very dedicated, high-minded group of people. Once again, we've been demonized, we've been ostracized by society. And that's actually part of this whole kind of negative Saturn energy, where Saturn is an important planet, but it is also the planet of karma, time, and control. But we have to deal with that. Saturn rules the skeleton, and it rules lead, which is put in higher forms of glass. Skeleton holds us together, but it's pretty scary. You know, it's like they say, give the devil his due. We're dealing with the reality of material existence, which requires us to be loving and courageous and wise rather than greedy, angry, and stupid, which has unfortunately been the tendency of American government for a while.
Very, very well said. I like that. Okay, I have two quick questions. You do a minute each on each of these two. I think you mentioned relationships a little bit. A one-minute answer to... astrologically, you definitely have some things to say about relationships. Anything else you want to say on that issue?
Yeah, relationships are very, very important now, particularly during the 2000s. And we see with the gay rights movement and alternative marriages and relationships that it's all about love. And love is the law of the universe. And all the problems on planet Earth are due to there not being enough love. It's like the song, "What the World Needs Now Is Love, Sweet Love." So mostly people are learning to talk to each other and listen to each other, and that's the good thing about what's going on. People are coming together. They may not have a lot of money. You know, it's like, we don't have a lot of money. I forget the name of that Depression song. But in the meantime, in between time, ain't we got fun? So people are really learning to communicate with each other beyond sexual differentiation, which is mostly material in nature. We're learning, and so, you know, NLP has become very big, which is about mirror, pace, and lead. Human potential has become very big since Abraham Maslow. People are learning to live up to their full potential as loving, successful human beings who care for one another and learn from their opposites and learn to forgive their enemy. Forgiveness is the key to human life.
Yes, Joseph, before we go, I want to get into what you had mentioned. You and I talked about your media project that you're working with this other gentleman. And let me say to our listeners, Joseph Ross, when he gets involved in something, it's always good. So listen to him. He's got some great ideas on ways you can help yourself or your business or your own social relationships. Tell us briefly, because our time is flying, about that, and then from there we can give our contact information. But tell us about your media.
Yes, we are working with independent producers and directors to develop short branded content and entertainment and enlightenment content for the internet, as well as Hulu, Netflix, and possibly some network, definitely cable projects. And so we are always welcoming contact with independent filmmakers who share the same kind of values that we share. I can always be contacted on behalf of my group at through my website, which is josephrosspsychicastrology.com, josephrosspsychicastrology.com, or josephrossinc@aol.com. But at any rate, there's a lot of networking going on and a lot of production and direction and development of projects that are enlightening and fun and creative, and we're working with the wave of major changes that's happening on the planet right now.
That's what I want to hear, and I want to have you on again to talk about, maybe in 3 or 4 months, about the major change that we see, and we can go a little deeper into it next time, astrologically, about, I really believe there's going to be major changes. I believe in the Mayan prophecies, and I believe in Nostradamus, that really things will get better. You know, sure, we're having problems now, maybe there's disasters, and there's a lot of fighting and war, but I do believe, like you said, coming up in maybe 5 years, 8 years, 10 years, there's going to be a groundswell of people wanting to make a better world, a better life. Do you agree with that?
We can definitely see major changes even just in the next month. The planet Pluto will straighten out on September 24th, 25th, depending on what part of the country you live in. But on September 24th, 25th, Pluto's going to straighten out opposite the United States Sun. So a lot of people have been predicting dire consequences for this. I expect it'll be all about enlightenment no matter what happens. And that's what's happening. We're all mortal children of God. We all are immortal. This earth is a theater of learning. God is the teacher, and earth is the school. So we better learn, and we better be the best people we can be right now to help all humanity. And as we do that, everything is going to be beautiful, and we're going to really create a positive future for humanity, and that's what I would focus on. That's what I am focusing on.
Wow, Joseph, I want to have you on again in the future with you, myself, and maybe another guest that we'll come up with to talk about that wave of the future and about how humanity can change and make this a better world, because the name of my show is Let's Create a Better World. So I want to really talk about that in the near future with you. But I think we've covered everything. So you did give your contact information, and I'm going to give my number at the end. If people want to reach you, if they can't remember your number or don't have it, they can reach me. So one last word, just a few seconds of a way that they can reach you, and say it slowly and clearly, please. Go ahead, Joseph.
Yes. Once again, they can see my site, josephrosspsychicastrology.com, or email me at josephrossinc, that's josephrossinc@aol.com. And I would be delighted to hear from everybody and reply to everybody who emails me. I just want to thank you for being such a great health coach. You know, we didn't mention, but you've been my health coach now for 4 years, and you've helped me and my family enormously, Bobby. So I cannot tell you how grateful I am for all the incredible help you've given me and my family. So thank you, and keep up the great work.
Well, you're like all of us. You're not only a teacher, but you're a student. I'm a student of life, too, and you're an expert on, if I want information on astrology, I'll go to you. If you want information about health, you'll come to me, we listen to Gary Null, and you're a real studious professional.
Well, the good news, too, is Saturn's leaving Scorpio, where it's been for 2 years. You've been working hard. You have Sun in Scorpio. You know, you're the healer, Scorpio, and you've been working hard, and I'm seeing tremendous growth in your life, and I think you're going to just take off. Once the Saturn leaves Scorpio, it would be like taking the weight of lead off your shoulders and flying.
When is you mean come September
24th? Yeah, it's coming up this month.
Right.
It's next month.
Right.
So, you know, all you Scorpios out there, rejoice. A lot of your problems are over for a while, for 30 years until Saturn comes back.
Right. That's great. Well, listen, Joseph, thank you so much. A wonderful show. And let's do it again and get more deeper into how we can create a better world through all of your work, through my work, and through what's happening around the world. So thank you for being on the show.
Thank you, Bobby. A great pleasure. Thank you.
All right. Very good. Excellent. That was wonderful. Joseph Ross is superb, and he does a lot of great work. And I want to give you my number again. Before I get our next guest, I want to make a couple quick announcements, and I'll make them at the end of the show also. The show may be changing time schedules. We may no longer be on Saturday. The show's today is Saturday, August 22nd, and we're on every Saturday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, at 11 a.m. Pacific time, and that might be moved in about a month's time, maybe less. We'll let you know, but I'm going to give you my number to get a hold of me, and I'll give you I have a new email address from PRN that I'll give you next week. Please stay with us on this show as we have some great things coming up. My number is 323-770-1925. Also, we have a special show coming up on September the 19th, 4 weeks from today, Saturday. Hopefully we'll still be on Saturdays at that time. We may not, but scheduled is Dr. Joyce Johnson, a premier world doctor. She is into a lot of things, the research and study of telomeres, longevity, and a new test that she developed with a couple of associates that can tell you on this test, it's a process, where what's wrong with you, if you have a disease or if it's coming soon, and approximately how long you'll live if all is the way it is now, which means she can give you a warning. Once you get that warning, you can turn yourself to good health. I have so many friends that I've told to get well and do this and do that, and they don't listen. Then when they're dying or when they're getting sick, they say, I should listen to you. Anyway, let's get to our next guest. So on hold right now, and he is it's Michael Woods. Michael Woods is a New Yorker for his whole life. He's in Long Island right now. He's working with Warren Jack Millennium Products. They have some great, great products to help people learn about how they can help them avoid radiation with a cell phone and other wireless things. Also, they have a wonderful pendant you put around your neck. I know these things are good because I've tested them. I've used them. I've tested other products. This is excellent, and the price is very, very low. So welcome to the show, Michael. How are you doing?
Thank you, Bob. Thank you for having me, by the way. I'm a big fan.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You guys are great. You and Warren are two wonderful guys that really care about people. You're not just, you're making some money, but you really care about the fact that these cell phones are rated to hell, and people don't know it. This is a coming movement that's going to, I predict in 10 years, I predict in 5 years, a company is going to start putting together devices that will help protect you. But get into some real basics about cell phone radiation. We have a lot of listeners that don't really know too much about that. Let's talk about that, please.
Okay, basically, just to keep it brief, I could hit you with a lot of technical jargon, which will confuse the average listener. Basically, the cell phones work on the same principle as a microwave. It's a microwave signal. That's what carries the signal. So you can't stop using the phone. So you need to absorb the harmful EMF radiation being caused by this product, by this rather condition, excuse me. And that is one of the products at Millennium we have. We have Cell Shield, which absorbs up to 97.5% of the specific absorption, the SAR radiation, the AMF.
Right. Well, that's great. Okay, you know, I forgot to tell you. Tell us just a little bit about yourself. I know you've been a longtime New Yorker, and yourself, how you got into some of the things you've been into, and then how you got into this.
Okay. Actually, this will also sort of cross-connect how I met Warren, okay? Being a native New Yorker, I was born in New York, born in Brooklyn, garden spot of America, moved to Long Island with my family as a kid growing up. Many, many years ago, sometime in 1980, I got into being a disc jockey, We discussed this earlier. And we were doing private parties, and that is where I met Warren. Warren was a young man, a dancer, who had a fantastic heart, and we truly enjoyed helping people at their private affairs have the best possible time they possibly could. You know, in an era when people were actually playing what they wanted, we were very people-pleasing people. We wanted to play the music they wanted, give them exactly what they were asking for. So this is how me and Warren sort of hooked up. As the years went on, again, we sort of got a little outgrew the industry of being the mobile entertainers. We became men. And it's a kid's business, as we all know. So actually, many, many years ago, Warren went to the Orient and brought back a product that he saw that the kids and the residents in the Orient had on their phones. This is back in, like, I think 2000, maybe 2001, and it was called the Cell Shield. Of course, that is when I first became aware of the possibility of radiation damage being caused by this technology. Now, naturally, we can't stop using the phone, so our theory or our slogan is stop the wave, not the use. So we need a way of absorbing it, and that's what Cell Shield does.
Wow. Now, we only have so much time, so I want to go into a little more about radiation, and you guys have not only a little thing that you put on your, it's called a shield, you put it on a cell phone, and I've tested this, not just with the testing device that Warren has, and by the way, Warren, for those that don't know who he is the guy that started Millennium, and Michael's his partner, and by the way, I've also had Warren's brother, Barry, on this show talking about EMF. Barry, yeah, he talked about, I think he spent the whole hour, about a year ago, on this station, on this show, about all the horrible things about, and he had a great, you guys are great, all three of you. You,
well,
Warren,
thank you so
Barry,
you, Bob.
You made a hell of a team. You guys are articulate, you're knowledgeable, and you really care about people, and you're doing the right thing because the price that you have for these things is great, and the products are super. I mean, I know that he goes all over the world to get the best products, and he does it, and does it well. In fact, he's been traveling right now. But
yes,
Michael, let's get
in. That is actually how I ended up on your show today.
Yeah, I know. But let's talk about how and where people can see you and or Warren Jack. Where you guys are going to be in New York City over the next few days?
Let me clarify. Okay, we actually are in the New York area. We have numerous health food stores that distribute our product. If you want, I can give your listeners a little list. Okay, one is called, a store called A Matter of Health. They have three locations in the New York tri-state area. First one is at 1478 First Avenue. That's in Manhattan. Their other location, also in Manhattan, is a little bit more downtown at 1347 First Avenue, also in Manhattan. And if you're in upstate New York, it's in the Rockland Shopping Center in Nanuet, New York. Another fantastic business associate of ours is Westerly's National Market, and they're located at 911 8th Avenue in New York City. A great one also is the Health Nuts, located at 1208 2nd Avenue, New York City. And if you're in Queens, the Queens Health Emporium, 15901 Horace Harding Expressway. For those of you who know the area, that is the Long Island Expressway North Service Road, and that's in Flushing, New York. And also, if you'd like to see a live demonstration and see Warren Jack at his best, and I may even stop down for a couple hours at this one, we will be appearing at the New Life Health Expo live, and that's October 16th, 17th, and 18th, and that's located in the Pennsylvania Hotel, New York City, directly across the street from Penn Station.
Well, that's Penn Station. That's a great place. And that's the center of Manhattan. It's the center of New York City.
Yeah, there's a lot of fantastic vendors going to be at that event.
Great. Oh, that sounds really good. And so, the listeners, if you really want to ask questions, have them show you a test. They'll prove to you with that radiation test as to what we're talking about. Telephones and most of the equipment are all Wi-Fis, computers, laptops, smart meters. All these things are just loaded with radiation, and yet the big companies are getting away with it because nobody complains enough. But there's going to be a groundswell movement coming in the next few years, and you're going to see some changes being made. But finish up little by little here. Tell us about how you can demonstrate, how you can show people with a test. And tell us about the pendant. We didn't talk much about the pendant. We talked about
That's a very, very, yeah, I'm glad that. We led into that. Okay, the pendant is Scala energy, which is an ancient energy form, basically from the rocks and lava and powers of volcanic ash, okay? And basically, this acts is almost like the same way the cell shield will act as a shield to absorb cell phone radiation. This is something you wear around your neck or on your body or you put in your refrigerator. This creates almost like a vortex or almost like a shield around you to shield you from certain toxins that this new technology creates, such as the computer, the cell phone, the meters, the towers, the power lines in the sky. These things have also had, this pendant has a magical power, for some reason, and it is technically proven, to actually make people feel better. It causes instant pain relief. And I'm a skeptic. You want to hear a funny story, Bob?
Yes, go ahead.
Did you have a moment? It's a very good story. I don't think I actually told you this yet. It just popped in my head. About 3 to 5 years ago, Warren and Barry come into the New York area to do a trade show, and I remember it like yesterday. They were doing a show in Edison, New Jersey. I went and saw them in the motel room, and this is when Warren showed me the Scala Energy pendant. And me being skeptical, I looked at it. I go, what can he do? So he showed me a little test where his brother pushed on one side of me while I held a cell phone in my hand, demonstrating my balance and the power to resist him. Then we put the phone down. He pushed again, and I saw there was an immediate increase in my personal strength without the phone, meaning that the EMF of the technology of the cell phone is actually taking from my inner strength. Then he put the pendant on my neck, and it was all of a sudden, it was like there was no phone in my hand. My strength had come back, and right at that exact moment, I was sold on the pendant immediately. Because I was like, what is this, magic? I can't believe this is actually working. But proof is in the pudding, so to speak, and he showed it to me, and this is when I became a huge fan myself. Also, I had an accident 2 years ago while driving in my car. I had on collision, and I had some surgery done, and I was in constant pain, and I didn't want to take these medications. I now wear this pendant on the back of my neck, and it gets rid of the pain. I feel stronger, less pain, more vigor in the morning. It's an amazing product.
You know, I noticed, because I have a pendant that I got from your company, and when I put it on me, what I know about this pendant is it surrounds me, everything around me for several feet. I'm kind of covered and protected from the elements.
That's exactly
tell us
what
about
you said,
that.
Yes. Basically, it creates, I guess the word I would use, I'm using a street term, would be a vortex. It creates like an invisible field around you that just protects you from all the radiations that we have in today's modern society. Everything we deal with today that we're exposed to because of this technology is giving off a harmful radiation. And this will basically put a shield around you and protect you from it.
Wow, that's great. Well, you know what? One more time, if you could, I think we have a little time. You gave out, and if you could do it a little slower this time, all the places where people in New York City can come to meet you.
Well, if I could, actually, New York, you did ask me one other thing I'd like to do. If you want or you have any questions about Millennium Products and their product line, there are two ways. The very first thing would be to look at our website, which is www.millennium-products.com. Would you like me to spell that for our listeners?
Yes, spell Millennium, please.
Okay. MILLENNIUM, and this is important, -products.com, products.com. Or what I'd like to do today is I'd like to give everyone a direct line to my cell phone number. If you have any questions or like to order any products, please call me direct. My phone number is 1-516-603-0088.
And one more thing about that, the number that when people call, They can also get find out the information about where you're going to be in case they didn't get them because you didn't ran through it kind of quick. Because you're going to be you can be seen and met at a number of places that, all around the New York and the tri-state area. And let me see if we have time. I think we have time to do that. So can you do that and give that the information of where they're going to be within 1 minute, please?
Okay.
Slowly but
we
surely.
We will be appearing. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. Slowly but surely.
Okay.
Go ahead.
We will be appearing live at the New Life Health Expo in Manhattan on October 16th, 17th, and 18th, and that's going to be at the Pennsylvania Hotel in New York City, and there are numerous stores in the tri-state area that are distributing our products. One is A Matter of Health. They have two locations in Manhattan, one in Nanuet, New York. Westerly's Natural Market at 911 8th Avenue, New York City. The Health Nuts, also located in Manhattan, 1208 2nd Avenue. And the Queens Health Emporium, for those people living in Queens, 15901 Horace Harding Expressway, Flushing, New York.
That's great. Okay, I'll give you 1 minute for some last-minute inspiration, motivation, or last-minute thoughts. Take a minute and a half and tell our listeners why it's important to protect themselves with the products that you have.
Basically, it's a question of why should you protect yourself? Well, the health, your health, the health of your children, the health of your family and your children's children depend on this. Our technology is constantly advancing, constantly changing. These are the devices that help us in our lives today, have a life today, be it in business, personal, and whatnot. But we can't stop using these devices. We can't just stop using them entirely. But yeah, that's like saying that, why don't we stop, you know, driving in our cars? Why don't we stop using computers? The entire business world and personal networks would shut down entirely. Okay, so we can't stop the use. We have to stop the exposure to the toxic radiations that these things can give. So that is why these products are necessary. These products are tested, and they do work.
Okay. Michael, one more thing. We do have a lot of people that are over 40, over 50, over 60 who listen to the show because of the aging work that we do. And we've got a lot of aging coming up in the next few weeks on this show. But for their information, one last thing I'm asking you, give me your phone number. One more thing, too, about millennium. The word millennium is, there's two N's as in Nancy. At the end, there's an M as in Mary. But aside from that, your phone number, read it slowly, twice, so people can know how to reach you with questions and whatever they want to ask. Go ahead.
Okay, if any of our listeners have any questions and want to speak to me direct, please call me. My name is Michael Woods. You can reach me at 1-516-603-0088. That's 516-603-0088. Or visit us, please, on our website at www.millennium-products.com. Once again, that's www.millennium-products.com. Bob?
Oh, wow, that's great. Michael, I don't usually spend the whole show talking about giving your information so many times and telling people to call you and that you've got great stuff. And so we're not trying to help you sell. We're just trying to tell them the facts. And the reason I push this with you, especially you guys, is because I really believe I have the products. I take them. I give them to my family and my friends. Tell Warren that 2 years ago at the Conscious Life Expo, February in Los Angeles by the airport, I brought five students there, and they bought. Most of them bought something from him, and I don't know if he remembers that, but anyway, I'll be seeing Warren again. He's going to be in Los Angeles, for those who don't know, and let me get one plug before you go. Warren will be at the L.A., at the Sheraton Universal Hotel, right next to Universal Studios in the Valley of Los Angeles. It's Lancashire area. It's Studio City, and there's 3 days, September 5th, 6th, and 7th. That's Labor Day weekend, 2 weeks from now. He will be there at that show, and I'm also telling people to go to that show. We're going to talk about that show and cancer and health more so next week. So anyway, thank you so much for being on the show, and we'll be talking to you again, Michael, okay?
Thank you very much for having me, Bob. It was a pleasure and a lot of fun.
You sure was. You're great. All right. Now, one couple of announcements that I have. Okay, I'm back. We got lost for a minute there. As some of you know that have listened to the show, we've had some different problems, transmission problems, with various things at times. But we've got the show in. That's the main thing. And I'm excited about a lot of things. We're going to have a new time slot coming. We have Dr. Joyce Johnson coming on in 4 weeks to talk about longevity, about telomeres, about how they can live longer, with the newest cutting-edge information in the world. This stuff is really good. I'm into aging pretty heavily, and I know a winner when I see one. All right, so I want to thank our two guests who came on. Michael Woods was just on to talk about cell phone radiation. And before that, we had Joseph Ross, astrologer, talked about everything going on in the world, in the future, etc. And I want to thank our crew in New York, starting with the director of PRN, that's Jason. I want to thank our engineer today, Jesse, our L.A. producer, Jimmy D., our other L.A. producer, Stuart Hassel, who's done some wonderful work this past week. I want to thank you, the listeners, for coming in and being a part of this show and supporting it. And we will be changing time slots. Here's my number one last time to call me if you ever get lost, not hearing the show. A lot of noise in the background, so excuse that. My number is 323-770-1925. A lot of aging coming up in the next few weeks. Stay with us. Thank you so much for listening to the show today, and we'll see you again next week. Thank you.
Must lend a helping hand. Yeah.